A reading from the letter to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings, and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and all, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth, I am not lying. Teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place that people should pray, lifting up their holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord. When have you really experienced the power of prayer in your life? I remember when I had viral encephalitis, the strength it gave me to know that the prayers of intercession included my name, that simple little prayer. Someone knew I was sick in my room, and they cared. They prayed for me. I gained strength from that. When my mom was sick this spring from open heart surgery, I was sure it was the power of prayer that got her through 2.5 months in CCU. So is she. This past week, the developments of Russia's diplomatic move to disarm Syria or put its chemical weapons and other weapons under international supervision is nothing less than the power of prayer and fasting called for by Pope Francis and witnessed in St. Peter's Square and throughout the world. Now is the time to take the words of the letter of Timothy to heart. We are called to pray for the wisdom of leadership to work for peace. It reminds us that God can do what we cannot. Things may seem impossible, but Christ promised to be with us. Peace is needed not just in the world, but in our hearts, that we might truly listen to each other and not allow things to become we and them. We need to be open to the truth in the other person, listen to it, and work together for the common good, whether we are in a neighborhood or in Congress, in the UN, or in a little backwater town somewhere. Prayer is about the relationship we have with God and each other. It's not just a matter of saying prayers. Today, what is one action that will be your prayer to do to work for peace? Will it be pray? Write a legislator? Hear yourself inside and the truth spoken when the person you don't like poses an idea or complains? To do something when someone is not treated with dignity. Paul said, it is my wish then that in every place the men should pray and women should pray, lifting their hands without anger or argument. Let us strive to be known as the early Christians were, as people who truly love one another. Let us